Introduction. I am no longer who I once was, wrote Mary, Queen of Scots, towards the end of her life. Elizabeth and Mary were two queens, ruling one island. One has always been seen as a success, the other often as a failure, at best a tragic queen. But Mary's very act of fighting for her rule should be looked at anew. She tried to rule as a king, and she died for her decisions. Mary set out on life with every possible glory and ended with nothing, her heart taken from her body and secretly buried. And in signing the final act, which condemned her cousin to execution, Elizabeth I lost some of herself. Mary's end meant the death of a small part of all monarchs. For if a queen can be executed, what makes her royal at all? The life of Mary, Queen of Scots, throws up vital questions about how we think of women and their right to rule. Kings can be autocratic, usually are. But queens give up some power to survive. They must work more closely with ministers, accept the views of others. They are hailed as skilled in compromise and bringing people together, whereas kings are congratulated for deciding, commanding. I have dedicated much study to queens, and it is clear that the progress of the state, the machinery of government, and the power of Parliament moves forward in the reigns of women.